Decrees. Let's get it. Market Wheel, yeah, yeah. Market Wheel, yeah, yeah. It's the Market Wheel Show. It's the Market Wheel Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Market Wheel Show. It's the Market Wheel Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know. It's the Market Wheel Show. It's the Market Wheel Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Market Wheel Show. It's the Market Wheel Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? Welcome to the Mark and Will Show. I'm Will. Mark is out today. He's under the weather, so hey, get well, brother. You know what I'm saying? Big time. Get that health together. Everything's good. But hey, how's y'all Tuesday, man? You know what today? Election day, right? So we get to find out who are our winners. But that's going to be a little bit later on in the show. You know, we got the rain. We got all that stuff. But hey, we got special guests. Today, we're going to get with and talk to about this wonderful alumni rivalry showcase and a little bit of other stuff. And it don't hurt that, you know, Bulldogs is in the house. So, hey, so maybe that's why I got the keys, because this is not no PR. This is Bulldog Central. So, you know, it's Mail Manual Week, so why not? We're going to kick it. We're going to have fun. You know how we do it. We're going to have a lovely interview. After the interview, then we'll go ahead and do our players of the week, and then get caught up on some other little stuff like that. But thank you for joining. And you know how we do right off the bat, social media. Come on, man. You know where to find us. If you don't know where to find us right now, man, something's wrong with you. You missing the best show on 50 and 502. Let's get it. Look, Mark and Will Show. We on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Of course, you already on YouTube, and we on Twitch. So get with it. Also, that new Facebook group page where you're allowed to vote. You know, on Twitter, everybody's voting, taking care of business. But some people do not have Twitter accounts. So, you know, Mark and I said, let's go ahead and get this started. So, look, that show is bouncing and banging. So make sure you go ahead and join that Facebook group page. You know what I'm saying? Hey, a lot of winners were determined on that Facebook page. A lot of people ignored. So, hey, it may look like you won on one page, but you truly didn't. So make sure you go ahead and check everything out. We got everything for you, big time. FNC is coming, Friday Night Crew. That's where we talk about all kinds of topics other than sports. And sometimes sports is in there just because you know the nature of the beast. So go ahead, make sure you guys go ahead and subscribe to that big time. And, you know, we got a new show coming out with that as far as we have not had one in a minute. You know, little thing about a pigskin, football games, college games, things like that. But we'll go ahead and get you guys up to date with that and get everything rocking and rolling. Get everybody back big time. So make sure you tune into that. That will be dropping real, real, real soon. There it is. Mark and Will Gaming is on YouTube channel, Mark and Will Gaming. Also, it's on Twitch. Mark has dropped some nice games on there, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, we're going to get some tournaments started so you can go ahead and, you know, lose or, you know, win. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know, if you're playing me, I think it's going to be a loss. But, hey, go ahead and join that. See what's going on. You know how we do. Big time. So, let's go and get this started. Let's kick it off Mail Manual Week this special way. Look what we got here, right? We got Coach JB, and we got Coach, Spratt.
Yes, sir.
Bang! We got two coaches for Manual, the Lady Crimson basketball coaches, and, you know, we got an event that they're doing this Saturday, so we're going to go ahead and get and talk about that. This Saturday, October 29th, you got Blast from the Past, Alumni Rivalry Showcase. And that's at L.J. Butch Gymnasium. Is that a manual?
Mm-hmm. Is
that
a manual? Yes,
that's why I had a little trouble going with it. But, okay, is that manual? So you got the first game at 2 p.m. That's the ladies. Then you got the men's game at 3 p.m. Then you got the showcase 4 p.m. So, Coach Brian, Coach Spratt, let's get into this. How did this event come up?
Well, we came together, the three of us, Ashley Franklin, Coach Spratt, myself, with Coach Spratt and I being alum from Mill and Ashley Franklin being Mill Emanuel alum. It was just inevitable. We talked about it at the very early part of the season, what we needed to do to really just bring everybody out and support our team. And it just kind of just all fell into place. We also had Chelsea Thompson, that is Emanuel alum, in with us, you know, talking about just all the kind of ins and outs that would come along with the event as well. And we just happened to make it happen.
And this is a basically this is a fundraiser, right, for Emanuel, for your ladies basketball team. But it's a great fundraiser. Let me back up. How easy was it to get the players to come and participate in this event?
I don't think it was difficult at all. I think this is one of those things that it is, even though it feels like a no-brainer, it just hasn't been done. So once we put everything together and put it out there, when I wrote my old teammates, I can at least say they were, yeah, put me down, you know, sign me up. Because I think more than anything, it's a chance to play with people that we haven't played with in, you know, I graduated 10 years ago. So at least that, you know what I mean? And then you got people that you may have never, you know, Mike Bush is on the men's roster, you know, and growing up, Mike Bush, I mean, he's a big name, you know, and so that gives everybody a chance to, A, see Mike Bush, and then number two, it gives a guy that might have played at Mill a chance to play with Mike Bush, and that's an opportunity that otherwise you just wouldn't have. And so I think, you know, once we put it out there, the rosters, they started to fill up, so.
So how many people are on each roster?
We try to limit it to 12 on each side, both men and women. Mm-hmm. However, we
about 15 apiece.
Yeah. most recently, we've had, I mean, I'm talking about maybe a couple of hours ago, we were notified that big names like, you know, Montrell Jones, Rashard Harmon, and Ivan Green, BJ Bunton, you know, like people are reaching out. I mean, for the women's team alone, I'll be coaching, but I'm co-coaching under the legendary Sharonda O'Bannon. And when I was growing up, you know, looking at the banner, you know, and in the gym, that was, you know, that was that top name, the highest points, you know, scored.
Her jersey is in the case.
She's the big sister of Larry O'Bannon, you know.
Right. But you know what? And it's crazy because when I see I see Manuel's coaches, I'm like, oh wow. I mean, y'all, it's star-studded.
Yeah.
It's star-studded. And you know, when you were talking about how you received some calls, my brother, who's also a part of the show, Brandon Cosby, he sent me he sent me a copy of the roster, not knowing that you guys was going to be on here. And so that's why I asked you before, like, roster, because I went back and it's not on there. And I'm like, because I remember seeing some names and I'm like, oh, wow. So I'm not shocked that you guys kept getting calls or whatever, because first of all, when you see Bush and Beaumont, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, hold on. Wait a minute. And then you throwing, nothing but legends, Ivan Green and all these guys like that. Hey, Button and them. Without a doubt. And I mean, I can't get into it because I don't have it, but tell some of the people who's going to be on there. You can say the whole roster's for the ladies and the men and the showcase or whatever you want to do.
I will give you, all right, so I'll just read what we got here. So Males, women will be coached by, like we just said, Sharonda O'Bannon and JB. And playing on the team is going to be myself, Jenny Lincoln, Lauren Hook, Marsha Littlejohn, Sherelle Snarden, Brandy Denning, Dillick, Connie Neal, Courtney Cosby, Jillian Seals, she used to be at Griggs, Jada Owens, Logan Calvert, Taylor Messick, Emily Beckman, and Alicia Jones Howard. And then the Manual women will be coached by the legendary, both of them, Gwen Doyle, Sheree Mansfield, and then playing will be Ashley Franklin, which is, of course, our head coach, Zakiya Shaheed Martin, she's also on our staff as well, and Kristen Lynn McCune is also on our staff. Anderson.
Your whole staff is suiting up.
Kristen Lynn McCune, Ashley Anderson, Emily Fulton, Nicole Lauterbach, Amy Hammond, Liz Plass Martin, Tessa Pollard-Heron, Chelsea Thompson, Avery McKissy, Erica Prentice, Sharika Hughes, Tiffany Tolbert, and Marlise Baker. So that's your women's lineup. Wow. And your men, for male, we got Adam Burks, Michael Bush, Jermaine Burks, Leslie Powell, Trent Finley, Jermaine Cox, DeCarlo Hayes, Randall Brooks, Mario Johnson, Michael Moss, Doug Beaumont. And of course, the ones we threw out there, they haven't been added to this roster, but they've been in touch. And then Manuel.
They need to stop it, too. They need to stop. Some of them up in my age. You better quit all that.
People want to show they still got it now. They would, so they can still at least shoot the ball. You know?
Yeah, you better just shoot. Don't catch no crap.
Right. Yeah. So Manuel guys is going to be Andre Ralston, Baron Darden, Chris Fisher, DJ Lambert, Mark Pollard, Pat Fisher, Sean Payne, Stephen Perrier, Marcus Washington, William Samuels, and Marcus Points. So that's what the lineups look like as of now.
Game day is a different story.
We'll see.
As of now. Yeah. Big time. Showcase. So what's in the showcase game? Who's in the showcase game?
The showcase is just really just kind of like your Midnight Madness that, you know, just really trying to put the current teams on display.
Okay.
I think we are, you know, we discussed possibly having a shootout between our girls and the alumni and just kind of going from there.
Okay. Yeah. Y'all got some stars. We done had some stars on the show already. So y'all got some stars.
Right, right.
So that's a good one. Tickets is $15 if you go ahead and get in advance and $20 at the door.
Yep.
Okay. Correct. Okay. Ooh, you got vendors, memorabilia, concessions. Man, I think y'all, hey, this is right here. This is something. But you know what? What's the best thing is that it's many people who may try to duplicate it, or whatever. But it's something about that male manual. It's
absolutely
that male manual. It's a little bit different, a lot different. I ain't gonna lie.
I think for me, when I see other rivalries and other school rivalries and all these things, I think what makes male manual so special is that more times than not, it's also a family affair. Like I know me and all my siblings, we went to male. Same for her, you know. And so a lot of people that you come in contact with, you know, either like even sometimes when we have kids that play for us, they might go to Mayo. Their parents went to Mill. I mean, it's all Mill Mayo is always going to be a family thing. And it's one of those things where when we stop joking and stop, you know, getting at each other, we both know we're excellent at the end of the day.
Right.
And it's really just best of the best, you know, doing what we do best. And so I think that's one thing that has people excited is just the fact that we all can, you know, siblings, parents, it's normally lineage, you know, when it comes to male men. So.
Absolutely right. You absolutely, hey, everybody in my family, except for one person who went to Manuel, and we still don't really talk to him. he's not really invited to none of the
dinner. Like,
but it's okay. You know, it's cool. Yeah. You know, it is what it is. But let me ask you this. As the roster and everything else, what's the oldest class? Like, who's the oldest? You ain't got to give no age, but what year? Are y'all having the years on a brochure? What's the year? Who's the oldest on that?
We did make sure that as, you know, we were taking names and stuff like that, we were writing down years, but I don't even want to, look, Mike Bush put it out there for me one day and was like, hey, so am I going to be playing against, you know, class of 2015? And I said, man, you ain't got to check in if you're going
to. Strictly down low, baby.
We know you were okay. You right. know, you look, and I can't even talk about him like that because I look, I'm class of 98, you know, so I can't even talk bad about him like that. But
Coach Brian, real quick, you 98, I'm 92. So let me ask you this. Is there anybody in between there that's playing?
Not really. Well, let's be all the way honest. You know, Ivan Green.
Yep. That's
96.
Yep. And that's then 96. Rashad Holman is right after him.
Rashad Holman and what we got? Montrell Jones is after them, but still, I mean, you know, they.
I hear you, dogs.
It'll be all right. We try to get everything. Out, you know, Mel produced some, you know, some big names, you know, and not to say that Manuel didn't either, you know, which by the way, you know, we go back and forth in the staff about, you know, the fact that we're the only two, we're outnumbered, you know, there's three alum versus, you know, the two of us, but there's 16 years in between here, and I had the privilege of, you know, to be all the way honest, like she's on that banner over at Mail, you know, too, and I had the privilege of coaching her. So, right. you know, for us to move and be at Manuel this year under Coach Franklin, it's an honor. We're going to be doing big things this season, and it don't mean that we ain't going to talk mess to each other every now and again, though.
You have to. I mean, that's your blood. That, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Right. It runs deep. Look, you know my boys. You know them Bross boys.
Bross boys, yeah. Them dogs. Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah. So let me ask you, as we talk, before we wrap up the showcase, is there anything that people need to know about this? Anything else you guys need to talk about this?
It's just going to be a great time. You know, we foresee it looking like a adult homecoming. You know what I'm saying? Okay. For all of us to partake in, right? Everybody got their pep rallies and everything.
Right.
I feel like it could be like almost when you go back to your college and you tailgate before the game or whatever. You go to step shows and everything that you do. I think it could definitely give that energy. Three or four out of five of us on the staff are Greek members of the D9. Right. So we're trying to bring them out too. So it's just going to be a great time and something that for it to be the first year, I think you don't want to miss it. I wouldn't. If I wasn't on the staff, I would definitely have already bought my ticket. So.
Go on and spit your stuff, coach. That's what I'm talking about. Let it know, coach. Hey, I'm going to say this. Next year, I'm going to have to be honorary coach on that male bench, man. I'm gonna have to now. You know, my partner SPRP can't participate in this, but I can. You know, I need to go.
We might have you host. You might be the MC.
Hey, without a doubt. Yeah. Let's get it on for real. Yeah. So look, let's transition to the Manuel basketball team, the ladies basketball team. You guys had a great year last year and all this kind of stuff, and let me back up. Is it your first year, second year? How many years is it? First year there or
first year.
Where was you guys at last year?
We were at Butler.
Okay. Butler. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and move on. It's getting ready to be the Butler show probably after this interview, because they got some players that done did some things on the players. So yeah, it's gonna be a Butler show pretty soon. But okay, so now you've seen the team from afar. Now it's up close. You know, you guys got some firepower that's coming back. Let's talk about the team as far as what's the outlook, and let's talk about some of the players, that we know and some of the players we maybe don't know that we should know.
Well, we didn't always have to, you know, watch from afar. We have five seniors this year, and four out of the five, I actually, Coach Bratt and I actually worked out with them when they were in middle school.
Okay.
Over at Mill. And so getting them, you know, as seniors, I believe that one of the players said, you know, we all kind of manifested this, you know. We're really excited about this upcoming season. They have put in the work over the summer. They're still putting in the work now. And I think you're going to, you know, really, we're going to be on the radar all season long.
I like it. I like it. Let's talk about some of the players. Like, we already know one special player. Well, there's several special players you have, but we had one special. Ja'Kayla that's been on this show. So, and actually saw that she recently committed to Buffalo.
Buffalo
University. Yep. Yeah. You know, a familiar head coach came back to 502 and got one of the best players in the, you know what I'm saying, in the state. So, who else? Let's you know, you can talk about her game, you know what I'm saying? We can talk about Ja'Kayla's game, and then let's talk about some other players.
Yeah, JT's game is tough. I mean, it's aggressive. She's an aggressive guard, and I love aggressive guards. I think sometimes I see kids on the offensive end that are just not aggressive enough, and JT will run you over. So we love JT's game. We got Sydney Tolbert. Sid is short. Everybody knows Sid short, right? But Sid, that don't stop Sid. You know, Sid can get to the cup at will. She is her head's on a swivel in traffic. You know, she's affecting the game, even if she's not necessarily scoring. I think some kids get hung up on just wanting to score, but you can affect it, you know, in all the ways, and see if finds a way to affect it and disrupt it, you know, when it needs to be done. Lexi Weaver. Lexi's also an aggressive guard. She's got a hezzy like I've never seen before. I don't even know. For Lexi, it's the change of speed in the move. Right, a lot of kids want to go fast. They don't, you know, but the move is effective when you know when to time it. Right, you cross over and spin the legs and stuff. She's a nice size guard as well.
Yeah, I mean, they're
it's big three right there.
Yeah, those are the big threes. But I mean, we have a lot of moving pieces. God,
Sweeney.
This team just doesn't end. You know, you have London Sweeney, you have Jasmine Chapman, there's Morgan White. Never-ending. Madison.
Off her injury.
Yeah. Madison Brittle is coming off of ACL injury. And you wouldn't even know this kid came off of an ACL injury. She has not missed a beat whatsoever. You know, so out of just what we know to be the starting five, I mean, we are going
to
be.
Y'all ready? I'm saying, y'all ready? And speaking of being ready, you know, you just named some three guards that, I mean, I don't know how many, too many teams that can going to be able to compete with that. So, what side of offense do y'all run? Or have y'all changed it? Y'all ain't got to go all into it, coach. But I'm going to say, because in my mind, I'm picturing things. You see what I'm saying? I'm picturing
things. I'll tell you what we did over the summer that was more than effective.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fast.
Yeah.
Fast.
And in control.
And in control. Disruptive.
Okay.
Aggressive. Okay. I believe Coach AB this summer, I believe she referenced the old Georgetown team. I believe that's what she referenced.
Hold on now.
I'm just telling you what she said. Hey, now you can ask people that saw it.
Wait a minute, which Georgetown? Which one are we talking about? We're talking about the defensive-minded team back in the day with you, and are we talking about AI? What's Georgetown? We got the years. What we going on? What we going on?
I would argue we're talking about both.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean,
okay.
We're trying to play quick, but also fundamental, you know what I'm saying, basketball.
Gotcha.
And our head coach is defensive minded, you know. She's all about, you know, look, if we were playing football, she would be the defensive coordinator.
Oh. Okay. Got you.
Yeah.
Got you. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, look, I know what we don't have to do, because I know, you know what I'm saying, Herb? People act like, you know, people be watching and they be trying to take some information, but we're going to have to bring y'all on during the season. So it'll be some games is on. So you know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna have to break it down, let us know what it is and all that kind of stuff like that. We know it's
absolutely season.
When is the first game anyway?
Well, there's going to be some scrimmaging before that first game. But that first game, we got a big first game. We got a big first game.
Who's the big? Come on, man. You can't tell it. You can't Thank come on the Marco Wheel Show not to tell it. Come on.
Sacred Heart is our first home game.
Who?
Well, not home game. It's our first game. And
Sacred Heart.
Oh, okay. Sacred Heart. It's at their house. You know, the state contender for the last 2 years.
Okay.
What
date is that?
You know what?
We're doing so much moving around in the schedule right now.
Well, I honestly think it's the beginning of December.
It is.
But we'll I don't know exactly what it is. I have to come back to you.
That's okay. That. We'll be there. We'll be there, but definitely. Definitely. That's two top teams.
Next time you gotta bring all five of our staff. We're five former D1 players,
right?
And teaching the game the way that it should be taught. Right. These girls are buying in, and we're excited. So
you have to come to the practice. You know what I'm saying? So I can talk to y'all, interview y'all like that. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. Do all
hey,
I saw the picture of y'all, and I thought y'all wasn't playing fair. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hold on, man. These coaches are like, they still play. What's going on?
I was going to say, I still tell you.
Look. And I guess y'all can because y'all playing Saturday.
Yeah. Sometimes we got to show the girls better than we can tell them, you know, especially when it comes to, like I said, the simple, the fundamental, the communicating, the movement out the ball, knowing the game and not needing a play. So sometimes
Coach,
you just got to show
up. Coach Spratt, you saying y'all lacing them up? Is that what's going down? Y'all lacing them up? Sometimes?
Yeah.
Hey, that's good stuff. That first game, man. Who? Let me ask this. Who? Like, is the ADs making this schedule or this? Who did that? That's a powerhouse.
The schedule was made before we got there. Normally, from my understanding, you have your schedule locked in for 2 or 3 years. Play Sacred Heart. It is December 2nd, and it is at their place. So it's okay, though.
Oh, yeah.
We're ready.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, being that you got some male grads on here, and we all play sports, and I mean, you know, hey, we want that competition. You know what I'm saying? Anybody want to play? I ain't gonna throw no schools out, not today. But you don't want to play somebody you don't want to play. You know what I'm saying? That's not gonna get. Let's get it. Let's get the juices going, and let's knock this out. And then we're gonna know where each
what we got
stands. Yeah, and you always whatever. Yeah, that's good stuff.
To be all the way honest, we realized what we had when we walked into the program, but then they showed us that they were exactly who they said they were when we were playing over the summer.
Okay.
And look, I'm going to quote the youngster over here. She said, we want all the smoke.
Wait a minute. What year did you come out? You said 2011?
Yes, I came out in 11. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. So, sound like Manuel's ready to rock and roll, and definitely Marco Wheel Show would definitely be in the house on several games and things like that, checking you guys out. So I want to go back a little bit, back down memory lane. You know, when I got Bulldogs on here, I definitely got to, you know what I'm saying, boast about my school without a doubt, you know. So let's get into, let me interview you guys about this male stuff. So, and I'm going to start it off with a question like this. Coach JB, as a freshman going into Mail, and you know what I'm saying, going in, you know, you had some history, you know, you got some stuff that's going on that happened before you, things like that. Was you used to playing with that, or you know, from Little League on to middle school? That how was the transition from 8th grade to 9th grade?
To be all the way honest with you, my family, you know, I come from a family of ball players. So since I could remember, I had a ball in my hand, you know, whether I was with my dad or my uncle. But going into, I played a lot of street ball, you know, played with men all my life. But going into, I was at TT Knight. I remember my sixth grade year. I played 1 year there where I never got off the court. And then seventh grade, I went into JCTMS and I played ball. But, you know, we had you know, some stars. I didn't play at all my eighth grade year.
Okay.
But when I got to Mill, I ended up making the varsity team. And from there, I mean, we were loaded. Like, I mean, I came in 94. You're talking about Courtney Cosby, Jenny Lincoln, Tamar Bumpers, Marsha Phelps. Like, we were loaded. So, but I didn't realize how much of a powerhouse Mill was, nor did I understand the tradition behind the H. So I quickly realized. And I won't lie to you, my siblings came, you know, after me, except for one. I have that one brother that came to Mill and ended up leaving and going and graduating from Fir Creek. But yeah. I made sure that, you know, when, you know, schools like them other schools, them private schools, I won't even mention their names, were trying to recruit my young men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that purple runs through the vein, you know, so I wouldn't even allow it.
Thank you for that, moms. Thank you. Big time. We, as a football alum, your boys, your young men, took care of business, and it was a joy to see them take care of business for the purple and gold, big time. Coach Spratt.
Hey, no yes, problem. Sir.
Coach Spratt. So, 11, right? So, who was the head coach when you was playing at Mill? Was it the same? Did you have the same coach, or what happened? Who was the coach?
We did for a second. So, when I first got to Mill, it was Coach Scully.
Okay.
Leslie Scully. And then my senior year, Jeff Sparks was the coach. So
hey, Scully, that name, that's a goat. That's a how was the difference playing from Scully to Coach Sparks?
It was different. It was different because I think Scully had watched me play middle school and stuff, you know. She was around. We played at Mill a lot when I went to TMS. So we played there, so she was already there a lot of the time. And so Scully, she ran a program that I just had a lot of freedom in it, you know what I mean? And not that I didn't have that with Sparks, but he just didn't know me, you know. And so that was something that I had to, not that I didn't have to earn it with Scully, but I feel I had to earn it more with him, which is fine, you know. He played a lot more, I feel, structure ball as well than when she was kind of playing, you know. But, I mean, I had him for my senior year. I had, you know, one season. So, okay. You know. But we had a good season that year, so.
First of all, I want to say, not only can y'all come back on the show because y'all went to Mail, but any people who ever go to JCTMS, like I did, and Mel is right. Always welcome in the building, baby. In the building, without a doubt. JCTMS, I ain't playing. Come on now. Without a doubt. That's what I'm saying. That, hey, y'all don't know how. These outside people don't know how it is, man. You know, yeah, you got Barry. You got these other ones.
It's an experience.
Hey, but I'm telling you, when I get people on here that's from JCTMS, it goes up to Mel, man. It does something to me. So, hey, you ladies are always welcome back. You can talk. I'm even going to let you talk about Manuel, all that kind of good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you talk your stuff because I know purple and gold is definitely there. So, look, it's Mel Manuel week. Talk about when you guys there, you know what I'm saying? Talk about when you guys played, when how the rivalry was for you guys. On the basketball scene, because like you said, Mayo's been having tough teams for a long time. So how was that rivalry between Mel and Manuel when you guys were there? Let's start with you, Coach JB.
Oh, man. I remember breaking some toes in, you know, in that game, and getting real worked up. You know, it's different now. Everything is, it just kind of seems like to me, with the younger generations these days, that yeah, they may understand, you know, the tradition, the rich tradition, but I don't think they understand, you know, really where Spratt or I came from, where like we had the death to manual, you know, where there were, you know, the blackouts with where we, you know, made jerseys and all kinds of different things like that. I think, you know, we had fun back then, and it was innocent fun. But I don't think it's the same. Not with this young group. No. I don't think they're as invested as we were.
Let me ask you this before Coach Spratt, before I let you speak about the rivalry. Do you think it's what is the cause? What do you think it is? Is it because of more social media? Is it because a lot of them actually play together on travel ball or different things like that? I mean, what do you think is different? Because I'm with you. I read something real quick. I read something on the internet, social media, and it kind of rubbed me a little bit different, because I know as a football player, if your hair does not stand on the back of your neck on male manual week, then you probably wasn't even playing. Man. So, you know, so when I read stuff that I'm like on different comments, and I'm like, well, wait a minute now. I don't know if you understand the true thing, to, you know, true for that purple and gold, that H, you know what I'm saying? You know, so what do you think is causing that?
Oh, to be honest with you, I just think it's just the change in time. And it might be, you know, social media. You know, the younger generation is all into, you know, tweeting and posting and, you know, all these different things. Look, they don't even want to go outside.
These kids are, honestly, these kids are too cool. That's what I think.
What it is?
I think they're just too cool. Like, they're just too cool to paint up. They're too cool to,
right.
You know, to run across the, I mean, when I, even male manual football, I mean, we had kids that would dress up and paint up and have on like a Speedo with the flag, and it's 6 degrees outside, but they not too cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think these kids are just, they're just too cool. And I think social media, I'm sure, has affected it as well, but I think they're just too cool. They're too cool to really just go all out and be a fan of, you know, their school and whoever's the running back or the QB1 or whatever it is. I just think they're just too cool.
Nah, you know? I like it.
While we're over here excited about Friday, you know? Where are we tailgating?
I was at the grocery store the other day with a man.
Go ahead, Coach Spratt. What you say?
I was at the Kroger. Are you going to the game? I'm like, yeah, me too. Like, it's just, you know, it's just a thing.
It's a thing. Hey, that's what we know. Hey, this hit me. DM me, Coach. I'll let you know where we're going to be at on Friday.
And okay, cool.
Without a doubt. But, okay, Coach Spratt, so when you was there, you know what I'm saying, you had two coaches and different things like that, because sometimes a coach may not even know, you know what I'm saying, that kind of stuff like that. So how was the rival for you when you was there, Coach Spratt, to you, you know, and all that?
It was the rivalry. Well, I have older sisters that went to so I've been around males since I was, they're 8 years older than me, so since they were in high school. And the Mike Bush played for Mill, that he graduated with them. Sergio Spencer, OB, you know, these people graduated and put, my sister ran track. So I've always been around male athletics, and my dad made sure to keep us around that. So I got to see, I knew what to expect when I got there. I knew, you know, I somehow wanted to be a part of, you know, the private schools tried to get me as well. Mm-hmm. And I just wasn't going, you know, I wanted to be a part of, I wanted to be a part of something that I saw my sisters be a part of. And I saw how proud they were to be a part of the rivalry, to be able to go to Mill. And I wanted to go and play ball and leave my mark there, you know? And so the rivalry, for me was just always, you knew people were going to be standing almost on the court every game, you know, they're going to be heckling. They're going to be, but it's just, it's all in the name of love, and it's all in the name of rivalry. So, It was intense. I mean, it I think you want it to be, though. I think you want it to be that. But I've been around Mel, like I said, for before I went there, years before I even went there. So I knew what to expect. I knew how it was going to be. And, you know, that's what I wanted it to be. It was everything I needed it to be. So.
Right. Ooh-wee. I'm ready right now. I'm ready. What my clique said, I got one good play left in me. What a good play. That's it. You're going to take me out, though. You're going to give me a bottle for real, for real.
Look you at know yourself. Look at yourself.
Get me out of there quick. No, hey, no 2 minutes. I need to get in the beginning. Let me go ahead and set the tone. Right. Let it go on out. I don't know if you ladies know that I think Thursday they're having a, I think it's at a reunion, a sports reunion at Joe's Palm.
Joe's.
Yeah, Joe's. Yeah. Like that. I think I'm going to go ahead and step into that like that. So, you know, it's great to hear just the passion and the love for the H that you guys talk about. And I love that, you know what I'm saying, you know, you guys are taking care of business no matter where you at. And even though, you know what I'm saying, you at the heated rival, but y'all taking care of business, but y'all still love y'all school. And totally professional, and gonna go ahead and try to win a state championship for Manual, big time. That staff that you guys are a part of, I don't know too many gonna be able to rival that. And I would, hey, you know what? I just want to sit in the stands when you guys are going the coaches against the players, because I know that's an issue right there. That's something special. So you know. I'm going to tell you what, I want to thank you guys for joining me big time. Like I said, I'm ready to rock. This hearing you guys, the passion and talk and all that kind of stuff, I'm ready. But I'm going to tell you right now, you guys have an event that is very special. And I love it because I love that it could be a part, like you said, of like the homecoming. People come back, do that, see that, play that. Have that nurture of the male Manual, because there's no rival like it. I don't care what no one said. I don't care about none of these private schools saying it. All this stuff, it's nothing like male Manual. I don't care whatever sport it is. You got two schools that don't like each other. They respect each other, but they don't like each other. And that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all welcome anytime to come back and talk y'all stuff. All this kind of, especially when we get in the season, because I'm gonna need to know some of these, you know, offense, defense stuff y'all running and things like that. But I'm about to check that first game out. I'm not even gonna lie, you know what I'm saying?
Please do.
That's a monster. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna tell you who the ADs who set that up, boy, y'all wasn't playing, because I know, like you said, they do it some years in advance and stuff like that. But woo wee, great game. Definitely go ahead. And actually, guys, If you watching this, if you want to see a treat, if you want to see some great basketball being played, man, go watch Manual ladies basketball team. They take care of business. They got the coaches, all that kind of stuff, and they very supportive of one another. So definitely do that. And before I get you out, offer Coach JB, how's the former Bulldogs doing?
They are doing really well. DJ's at EKU, about to come out of school this year with a degree in computer science. And Jalen is at Kentucky Wesleyan as a sophomore. He was battling some injuries, you know, for a little bit, but he'll be fine. He'll be fine. So, hey, I'm proud of them both.
I know that's right. Hey, go out and support this event, Blast from the Past Alumni Rival Showcase. These ladies have put this event together, and I'm going to tell you, ain't nobody going to be able to duplicate. It's always some haters out there, but look, leave it alone. Let them do what they do. Let them do what they do. And just say, hey, sometimes you just got to take your head off and say, hey, y'all took care of business. This is a great event and rock and roll. So, hey, thank you, ladies, for joining me. I would DM you, because you know we're going to tailgate Friday without a doubt.
We'll be there.
Yes. Let us know.
I will. Y'all be good.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what it's about, y'all. Hey, Man, your lady basketball team, no joke, without a doubt. So make sure you go ahead and give them ladies a follow, all that kind of stuff. So, hey, without further ado, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already know what happened today. Without a doubt, let me take that wheel off her. Let's go on to get into our players of the week. And I'm going to tell you, you guys showed out. We had a particular school that really showed out and took care of business. And so, without further ado, like I said, so let's go on and get it rolling with our players of the week. Mark and Will Show's Kentucky Lineman of the Week, sponsored by Straight Razor, is Butler High, Jermaine Hobson Jr. Man, even like he said, be quiet. Let me shut it down. Six tackles, one tackle for loss, one fumble recover, and if you saw him taking care of business, running down the field, hey, I'm going to tell you what, hey, hats off to you, because as a former lineman, I was able to get a TD like that, and ain't no better feeling. So I'm going to tell you what, hats off to you, Jermaine. Hey, Hobson Jr., offensive and defensive lineman of the week, sponsored by Straight Razor. Hey, six tackles, one tackle for loss, one fumble recovery. Hey, you did your thing. Butler High School in the building. And, hey, we ain't going to stop right there with y'all. Y'all know what happened next. Mark and Will Show, Kentucky Offensive Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap Out. It's Butler High's Tavion Jones. Hey, let me tell you something. Seven catches, 181 yards, two TDs. A man plays quarterback, receiver, whatever you need. He's going to take care of business. And he did his thing. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. If you do your thing, you got to be nominated. You be nominated, and then you're going to have to be like Butler High School because they represent it. Facebook. See, you guys forget about Facebook. No need to forget about Facebook. Go on and vote on Facebook. Vote on Twitter. Tavion Jones, Kentucky Offensive Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap Out. Congratulations. You did your thing. Next up, Mark and Will Show's Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap Out, is Boyd County's Nate Manning. He was busy. 11 tackles, 6 tackle for losses, a half a sack. And you know what's so special about him? He got that 54. Anybody know me? That used to be my football number. 54, hey, you did your thing. You was busy. You was active. And you took care of business. Boyd County, and also Boyd County, shout out to you. Because you actually hooked the Mark and Will Show up with a nice picture. And, hey, we appreciate you. Nate Manning is Mark and Will Show's Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap Out. Nate Manning, you did your thing. Last but not least, Mark and Will Show's National Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap Out, Boyd County's Martavion Quisenberry. Martavion, you was playing, wasn't you? You was doing a little bit too big. Did you get a breather? I mean, I see four carries, 129 yards, one TD. One reception, 18 yards, one TD. A punt return TD. A kick return TD and two tackles. Let me do that again. Four carries, 129 yards, one TD. Right? One reception, 18 yards, one TD. One punt return TD. He said, hey, I got something else. One kickoff TD and two tackles. Martavion, hey, man, quit playing. You are. In the club. You are part of Mark and Will's National Player of the Week. Make sure, Boyd County, y'all did y'all thing. Hey, make sure you check your inbox. We're going to get you a nice little gift from Tap App. And I'm going to tell you what, hey, man, salute to you. You rocked and roll. And congratulations to all the winners and all that kind of stuff. We'll go ahead and put everybody on social media without a doubt. And also, I want to say this. Like I said, it's not just on Twitter, right? It's on Facebook. And you got to take advantage of that. And it's about total votes. It's not about percentage. So make sure you go ahead and take care of that and vote. And congratulations to all the winners. Congratulations to the high schools, because you guys have been rocking and rolling. I'm so proud of everybody participating and taking care of it. So, hey, thank you. And Butler, I'm going to tell you what. Butler, shout out to Butler. You got two people voted. And we're going to go ahead and need all you guys for Butler. Go on, subscribe to the Mark and Will Show YouTube. Because, hey, y'all did your thing. Y'all did got the nominations in. And congratulations, Butler. Rock and roll with that. So, you know the deal. You know what's going on. Let me go ahead and hit you with one more thing before I get out of here. Ooh, I must be a Cowboys fan. Yeah. Cowboys added Raiders defensive tackle Hankins. So, hey, we definitely needed that. But I wanted to go ahead and hit this one real quick. Bears 33, Patriots 14. It shocked the world. It shocked everybody. Nobody thought the Bears was going to win. Bears took care of business. Go on, get your win, Bears. Hey, my cousin Dre, holler to you. Congratulations, without a doubt. I know you a big Bears fan, and, you know, hats off to Justin Fields. He did his thing. He was 13 for 21, 179 yards, one TD, one interception, 14 carries, 82 yards, one TD. And, hey, man, they dominated, man. Get that out your system because you're playing Cowboys next. But, hey, congratulations. The Bears now is 3-4, and the Patriots 3-4. So, do we got a quarterback controversy? Zappy? Mac Jones? I don't know. I'm sure Mark and Will's show will talk about that soon. Maybe tomorrow, right? I think so. Hey, I want to thank the guests tonight, Coach Spratt, Coach JB, for joining. I want to thank all of the players of the week for taking care of business. Hey, and we can't wait, right? Friday's is right around the corner. Not even corner. It's down the block. So make sure you guys nominate people. Get them in between Friday, no later than Sunday, and let's see what happens. Congratulations to all the winners. Congratulations to everybody who's supporting these young people taking care of business. Hey, this is Will. I'm out. Peace.
Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know.